This is Dr. Patton dictating the beginning of part one of the final exam review for BI 336 for 2017. Now, the Holy Spirit. What was the relationship between the Holy Spirit and the Bible? How did the Bible get written? Did the Holy Spirit direct? Did he dictate so that they're automatic, or did he have nothing to do with it? What did he do? Did he direct the people? Did he dictate and you write this word, this word, this word, this word? Or he said, oh, write what you want, or did he have nothing to do with it? He directed them, okay. Where do we, what happened to the church after Revelation chapter 3? It's raptured, it's gone, we don't find it anymore, okay. Not hidden on earth, okay. Now, Israel. Israel is supposed to enter into God's rest, okay? Hebrews, remember that? Okay, why didn't they rest? What stopped them from getting into the rest? Their what?
Unbelief.
Unbelief, excellent. Okay. Who are we to, who is the author and finisher of our faith to whom we should look? Okay. If the husband misuses his wife, he can be assured that his prayers will be helped, hindered. Gentlemen, not helped. Okay. John the Apostle in 3 John was talking about a couple guys like Gaius and Diotrephes and a few other guys. What did John feel was important for traveling evangelists? What were they supposed to do in those days for true evangelists who were traveling around? What were the people in the church supposed to do? Are they supposed to say hi? Were they supposed to put them up? Were they supposed to help them stay? Or what were they supposed to do? They're supposed to give them hospitality because there's nobody. Okay, who is the Alpha and Omega?
Jesus.
Thank you. You can say God, but that's not really the best answer. Okay? Those who deny the incarnation of Jesus Christ, okay? Do they meet the criteria of being an antichrist? Yes, they do. Okay, when God allows trials into our lives, does he do that to tempt us? To tempt us to do evil? No. Does he do that to try us to see if we'll be faithful? How about purifying us? Okay. Jesus Christ is a propitiation for the sins of whom? Not just the elect? Not just the elect. Very good. Oh, we're going so fast, we might finish. Okay, who disputed with Satan over the body of Moses?
Michael
the Archangel. Okay, Peter says, what about our readiness to give an account of our faith? Always, okay. Who is going to accompany Jesus Christ when he comes back the second time? We will! Okay, just stay on that white horse and don't slip off. Hope he doesn't buck. Okay? Okay. This is a bad question. I'm gonna have to change this question. Okay, what is the relationship between the rapture and the tribulation time-wise? Rapture first. Okay, pre-trib. Okay, where do we find the tree of life? Two places. Okay, very good. The location of John when he saw his vision. In Revelation chapter 1, where was he located? Patmos, okay. Okay, now, the doctrine of Balaam. Ooh, ooh, okay. Not the, okay, we know that his way of working is to take money, right? For money for to twist things. But he told Balak to do something. That's his doctrine. What did he tell Balak to do? Remember, Balak is the king of Moab. And he said, I can't curse these guys. Come here. I'll tell you a secret. God doesn't like two things. If you work those two things, God himself will take care of it. What two things?
Fornication.
Fornication is one, and?
Idolatry,
number two. Excellent. Okay, that is the doctrine. Not performing witchcraft against your enemies. He couldn't do that. Okay. Jesus Christ is better than whom?
The high priest.
The high priest, okay. In Hebrews chapter 1 and 2 and 3, it talks about him better than?
Angels,
okay. One of the reasons that the Jehovah's Witnesses are wrong, okay. Greater than is not. It didn't say Michael the archangel and all the rest. Okay. Better than who else? Okay. Okay. Chapter 4, 5. Okay. Better than the. What kind of priesthood was he involved in? Priesthood of Melchizedek. Is that better than the priesthood of Aaron? Yes, it is. Is he better than Moses? Okay. Is he better than God the Father? Is he better than God the Holy Spirit? Okay, you're doing fine. Okay. Okay, in Hebrews 1, they talk about revelation in the past and the revelation in the present. The greatest revelation of the nature of God, according to Hebrews 1, is through whom? I hear it. Jesus, okay. Who is an example chosen as a person who has of like passion as us, who God heard as an effective, fervent prayer? And the ground was dry for 3.5 years. Elijah! Okay. What about everything that you have, like this property? Okay, what's going to ultimately happen to this property? It's going to burn up. Okay, exactly. Why did Jesus? What was Jesus' complaint about the church in Laodicea? They were a single word that describes their temperature: lukewarm. Okay. In James chapter 4, he gives two reasons why we do not get answers to things that we want. We lust, we look at this, we fight, we do this. But there are two things that we didn't do, and that's why we're in trouble. What are they? I'm sorry? We don't ask, right? We don't ask. Or, verse 3?
Consume it upon our lust.
We ask to consume it on our lust. Wrong. We either don't ask, or we ask for the wrong stuff. Okay? According to Pastor Sexton, and also Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, without what is it impossible to please God? Okay. We must believe that he is. And that he is that he will answer our prayers, right? Okay, not the sacrament, not the sacraments, not baptism, not good works, or a bunch of other stuff. Does God give us everything we need to lead a godly life according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 and 4? Yes, he does. Then we start adding things to that to grow. Okay, where must we walk to have fellowship with God according to 1 John chapter 1.
In the body.
in the light. Okay? Now, there was, we talked about the doctrine of Balaam, but what was the error of Balaam? Another question. Okay, I'll give you three options. Okay, that'll help, right? Okay, option number one, he refused to go to Moab at the request of Balak, and that was bad. Option number two, he made false prophecies. Option number three, he prostituted his prophetic gifts to get money. Three, okay. Okay. In the world system, okay, cosmos, Satan uses three things in the world system because cosmos is set up by Satan. Expressed in 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 and 16. They are the allure of attractive strange women. You're not excited. The lust of the eyes. Okay. The pride of life. The sweet voice of the ears, the delicious smell of the nose, how about the lust of the flesh? Okay. John chapter 1 John 5, 7 is an extremely strong verse. In fact, it is the strongest verse supporting a certain doctrine. In fact, the word that we use for that doctrine is not found in the Bible, but it is described accurately in 1 John 5, 7. What are we talking about? The? No. I heard it. What? Trinity! Yes, yes, yes! Okay. He talks about the three parts of the Trinity in that. Now that, of course, we remind, this is where the critical text basically decimates that verse, okay, and in many places they pull out the portion that talks about the Trinity and break it up into the 7 and 8, and they break it up in different ways. I don't think I showed that in this class, but that is a very strong okay. The prophets the prophets, is this true or false? Did the prophets want to understand the suffering of Christ? True or false? True, yes. Did they want to understand the glory following the suffering? Yes. Remember, the angels wanted, prophets and angels wanted to understand the glory of the suffering of Christ and the glory that followed. They were scratching their heads. We can understand that. They couldn't. Okay? Who did God judge? Did God judge the eight people in the ark? No. Okay. How about Sodom and Gomorrah? How about fallen angels? How about unsaved that were in the time of Noah? The ones outside the ark. Okay. Pure religion, according to James 1:27, includes what? There are two things it mentions. Okay, I'll give you some options. Attending church at least twice a week. Yes, yes, yes. No. Okay. Every pastor says yes, but that's really not what it is. Visiting the fatherless and wilderness in their affliction. Tithing. The pastors say yes, but it's not true. Keeping yourself unspotted from the world.
Yes,
okay. We can consistently fail to do righteousness. Can we still be right with God if we are consistently out of obeying God? Are we still righteous and good with God? We can be identified as righteous in the sense that we're going to heaven, but we cannot be of God. Okay? The identity of the woman who is bearing a child in Revelation 12. Remember, she had 12 stars on, and she was making a child. Who was that?
Israel.
Okay, that's it. Okay, who was the lamb that was slain? Thank you. Okay, a double-minded man can receive what from the Lord? Not much. Okay. Who is the rider on the white horse in Revelation 6? Close, but not on target. Okay, try again. It's not Christ. Okay, who is it? But it's someone who tries to play like Christ. The Antichrist. Okay, not Michael the Archangel. Okay. Okay. We can walk in the light and hate your brother at the same time. True or false? False. Okay. Who did John see as a vision in Revelation chapter 1? Who? Jesus. Okay. Faith without is dead. Very good. The book of Jude was written by? Wow, it was written by Jude. Okay, but which Jude? Judas Iscariot? Judas, the half-brother of James and half-brother of Jesus? Or Judas, the apostle and brother of James? Which one?
Second one,
okay. Jesus made us believers to be, okay, in Revelation chapter 1, verse 5, and a few other places, he has made us to be blank and blank, two things, okay, pastors, prophets, priests, okay, that's one. Deacons? Kings? Okay, got it. Okay, just remember that. Okay, the denial of Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is the spirit of the, very good, Antichrist. The offering for our sins for Jesus, when Jesus offered himself on the cross, okay, and then took his blood into the Holy of Holies, that was a temporary thing or a once-for-all thing? Once-for-all. Mass is wrong. It's, in Dutch, it's called the Mass, and that is a better name. The Mass, missed. Okay? Okay, you got seal judgments. By the way, that's the seal that's not the one that barks and has a flippers. Okay? Spelled the same. seal judgments, trumpet judgments, and vial judgments. Okay, right? Which was the worst? They're all bad, but which was the worst by far? It's an easy way to remember. The vial judgments were vile. Okay? Spelled two different ways. Okay? They were the last, and the last was the worst. There's one part of the body that cannot tame. Which part? Tongue. Okay, very good. Not the fist, nor the foot, nor the back of the head. Okay. Why did Cain kill Abel? Because the works of Abel were righteous, and his were unrighteous. Okay, and he was jealous. Okay. Can we lose our salvation if we're truly saved? Can we lose our rewards? Yes. Okay. God is characterized as a number of things. There are three in particular that I'm thinking of. Only one of them shows up on one of the questions, but okay. What are the three things that God says? God is, okay, what does 1 John say? God is love, okay? God also, John also says God is light. And in chapter 4, he tells the woman of Samaria, God is spirit. Very good. Okay. Peter talks about reliability, and he talks about whether which is more reliable, our experience or the Word of God. And he mentions, for example, the fact that he saw the transfiguration on the mount. Okay, which does he say is more reliable? Word of God is more reliable. He said we have a more sure word. Okay. Was Lot saved or unsaved? Unbelievable, but true. Okay. Okay, what is the main theme of the book of Jude? Okay, you can say attendance to the faith, but there is one theme that runs through the whole book of Jude that also is described by John and by Peter and by Paul and even briefly mentioned by James. Okay, I'll give you the options. The position of Israel during the millennium. No. Loving fellowship. The importance of true faith. The last things, or apostasy. Apostasy, okay. In the future, although importance of true faith is true, of course. Okay, in the past, God destroyed the world with water, right? How's he going to do it next time? Same way? Different way? What? Fire! Okay. Okay, the old covenant with Abraham was the sealed in the body by what rite? R-I-T-E. What did God tell Abraham to do that he did for himself and also to his son Ishmael? Circumcision. The new covenant is going to be marked by God is going to place something in where? Not on our not circumcision. He said, I will give you a new heart. Okay, heart and mind. You'll have a new mind. There will be a renewed mind. So that is his covenant. That's to come. Okay, Jeremiah chapter 31, I believe. Okay. Okay. How about this question? The blood of Christ forgives small sins, but mortal sins require sacraments. True or false? False. If anyone misses that, I don't know if you'll pass this course. Okay. Okay. The rapture comes in what relation to the tribulation? Before, middle, or after? Those are the three positions, okay? Before, okay? We take a pre-trib trip. So if you think pre-trib, pre-millennial, pre-pre, that'll help you to remember the correct thing. Jesus Christ, he was a priest of the order of Melchizedek. Are we commanded to avoid idolatry? Yes. Okay. You have the seals, judgments. Okay. The first seal we know was the white horse. Okay, and that's the Antichrist coming out. The next three seals talk about three judgments on mankind, ultimately leading to a quarter of mankind being destroyed. What are those three judgments? Okay. Okay. What?
Famine.
Famine is the second of the three.
War.
War is the first. And then the third is listed as kind of the pale horse. What's the pale horse represent? The pale horse, remember the first one is the red horse, he comes with a sword, that's war. Second one, the guy's holding the scales, and he says, you know, for a denarius you get one measure of wheat and three measures of barley, that's 1/8 of the normal, okay, that's famine. The third one, they said that it is this representative of death, and remember, hell rides behind him, okay, Hades. Okay. Did God show us love for us when Christ died on our sin for our sins? That's fairly straightforward. Okay. How do, okay, if you love me, you will blank my commandments. Keep, okay? If you look at the book of Hebrews, Jesus Christ has three basic roles, okay? Prophet, priest, and king. Of which of those three is the book of Hebrews focusing on? Priest, excellent. Okay. According to Peter, he's going to talk about our inheritance. Okay. Give me some characteristics of our inheritance that he talks about. Okay. Okay. First of all, where is it? Okay. In heaven, very good. What about its purity or impurity? Okay, it's incorruptible and undefiled. Okay. What will God create according to Revelation 21 and 22? New heaven and a new earth. Also, by the way, in Isaiah chapter 66, talks about new heaven and new earth. Okay? The four beasts, okay? Four beasts in Revelation 4, 5, and then they show up a few other times. What do they probably represent? What kind of creature? Or, okay? Well, I'll give you some choices, okay? Seraphim, tribulation saints, cherubim, or four martyrs for Christ? Cherubim, thank you. What cleanses us from all sin? What? What? Blood of Christ. Not baptism, okay? Okay? What happens to true believers and our nature at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, according to 1 John 3:2? What happens to us? We shall be like him. Okay, he will change us to resemble us him. Okay, according to Jude, at the end, it talks about Jesus Christ presenting us in a certain form before the throne of God. He has the power to present us blank in front of the power of God. Ideas?
Blameless.
Huh? Blameless is very close. It's the same. The word means, the word they use in the King James means the same thing. Faultless. Okay, means the same thing. Okay, faultless before. Okay, the harlot Babylon. Okay, represents what? The woman, you know, who's drunk on the blood of the saints with all the fancy clothes, sitting on Satan. Okay, the dragon. What does she represent? Something's going to happen in the future. There's something going to be formed that she represents. Okay? There's, in fact, almost certainly the false prophet will be involved in that organization. The universal what? Church. Okay? Okay, in Revelation 9, you have a bunch of locusts coming out of the abyss, and you also have a bunch of kind of strange horsemen riding on horses that got tails, and they have fire and brimstone, and they kill a third of mankind. Probably they represent what? What kind of being? Demons, very good. Okay. What about our responsibility as teachers, according to James? Be not all teachers, because you will have what? More money. Responsibility will be judged stricter than others. So how much you know determines how strictly you'll be judged. Okay, who is the bride of the Lamb? The church. Okay. Who led the charge to Armageddon against God? The answer is more than one. In fact, the answer was they were led by three frogs, demons that came out of the mouth of three people. Which three individuals? I hear a little voice, but I can't understand it. A false prophet, Antichrist, and Satan himself. Right, exactly. Okay. Who prophesied about the second coming of Christ? We've already talked about that. Actually, early prophet, first prophet of prophecy of the second coming of Christ, actually in, well, it's described later on, but the person himself is described, I think, in Genesis 5. Who? Went direct up Enoch. Okay? Remember, he said that he prophesied that that Christ will be coming back with 10,000 of his saints, 10,000 times 10,000 or something. Okay? Characteristics of the New Jerusalem. What are their streets formed with? Gold. Okay? What about the gates? Them. What? Pearly gates. Okay? Ever sing about the pearly gates? Hear about that? That's 216 feet high. That's a pretty big gate, pretty big pearl. Okay? Must have been a big oyster. Okay? Okay, there's a river there. The river has the water of fish? No. Okay? What kind of water is the water of that you can drink and make any man come freely and drink of the water of life? Okay. And not only is there a water of life, but there's something else of life that's sitting alongside of them, the tree of life. Okay. Okay. John was to write to the churches at what district? Of what district in the Roman Empire? The seven churches of Asia. Very good. Okay. Would you agree with this? Three of John's primary words are truth, love, and light. Would you agree with that? Truth, John, truth, love, and life? Yeah, I would. Okay. Who are the 144,000? Jehovah's Witnesses, everybody goes. Well, the problem is, because we joked about that, that's the only thing you'll remember. Okay, what? But who are the 144,000? Okay, where do they come from? What? Israelite Jews. There are a couple special characteristics about them that are specific. You want to give me them? Virgins, okay, and men, as far as we can see, okay? Okay. We know that some people are on fire for the Lord. Certainly, people who are on fire for the Lord would not have a fiery trial. True or false? False, of course. In fact, you could expect a fiery trial as a fiery Christian, right? Big target on your back. Not the target that has all the special spots for anybody can go anywhere in the toilet. Okay, a different target. Okay, Jude. Who got punished? Jude uses a bunch of examples, okay, of people that got punished for denying the word, the truth, okay? Can you give me some examples? Okay? There are several of them. Okay, there were two cities that were well known for causing problems, huh? Sodom and Gomorrah. Okay, there were some people who didn't believe who came out of Egypt. Okay, the unbelievers. Okay, what about angels? Were there any angels that were punished? Angels did not keep their first estate. Fallen angels. What about those who those bad guys that said, we're not going to put our work, shoulder to the work, and we're not going to help Nehemiah build the wall of Jerusalem. Them? No. And a couple others that are negative also. Okay? Oh. How did I get that question back again? Okay, what are we supposed to do? How are we supposed to react to the devil when he's attacking us? What are we supposed to do? Resist, thank you. Okay? Did Jesus Christ leave us an example of suffering? Yes, he did. Okay? We are redeemed by what? Blood of Christ. Okay? Did God the Father ever call God the Son God? Yes. You know where? Excellent. Hebrews chapter 1. Referring back to the Psalms, okay? I think it's Psalm 95, but I'm not sure. Okay? There are some statements that Jesus Christ made to every one of the seven churches. Can you think about any of them? He told them all to repent, okay? He said something that he knew. I know thy works. And he said something about the end of when he finished talking to them. He that hath an ear, let him hear. Said all three of those things. What casts out fear? Perfect love casts out fears. How should we react according to James chapter 1 when we fall into trials and testings? Count it joy. Okay? When someone brings false doctrine to you, as they are about to leave, you should be very kind to them and wish them Godspeed so that you have another chance to witness them some other day. True or false? False. Okay? Two witnesses in Revelation 11. Okay. There's a debate about one of the witnesses, but everybody agrees with one of the witnesses. Which witness does everybody agree about? There are three people that they think about, okay? I'll give you the three. They think about Elijah, they think about Enoch, and they think about Moses. Okay? One of those three, everybody is on everybody's hit list. Elijah, okay? Some say Enoch because he was raptured, some say Moses because of the blood and the plagues. So it's not clear about them. If you don't mind, would you be willing to allow me to go another 5 minutes and we'll be done? Okay. Korah. What did Korah do? What was wrong with Korah? What did he do that is frequent in apostates? Gainsaying, which means what? Rebellion. Excellent. Okay. Does James want us to be hearers only of the word? Or? Doers of the word. Okay. Give me an idea of a few of the problems that happened during the Great Tribulation. Okay. What sort of things happened on the earth? Okay, come on now. I mean, you know. What happened to the water? Turned to blood. Okay, what happened to the leaves, to the grass? Burned up. Okay, what happened to the trees? Burned up. Okay, what happened to the sun and moon and stars? Fall down, turn black, all sorts of things. Okay, what happened to the sea? Burned blood. Okay, what happened to the ground? Earthquakes. Okay, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords? If you don't know that, okay? It's impossible to know that you have eternal life because that is the sin of presumption. True or false? Is it possible to know that we have eternal life? These things have I written to you that ye might know that ye have eternal life. Women are commanded to be in submission to their own husbands if they're saved. Their religious leaders. Their children. their own husbands,
yes,
even if saved, unsaved. Yeah. I hear that male voice powering out in the back. Okay? If we act according to God's will and we ask according to God's will, can we have pretty much a certainty that we have the position that we are asking if we know this is God's will? Yes. Okay. Sometimes we don't know how he's going to answer. Okay. As newborn babes, we should desire the sincere blank of the word.
Milk.
Okay. In Isaiah 44:6 and Revelation 1:17-18, Jesus is the first and the last. Jehovah is the first and the last. What does this imply then about Jesus' relationship with Jehovah? Jesus is Jehovah. Jesus said nothing negative about two churches. Which are they? The seven. Okay. Did he say something negative about Ephesus? Yes. Okay. I know you left your first law. Smyrna, which is a church under persecution. Did he say nothing negative? Okay. How about Laodicea? Yep, wishy-washy. How about Thyatira? Yes, yes, yes. Pergamon and Thyatira are downhill Catholic-type churches. How about Philadelphia? Philadelphia. Nothing bad said. Okay? Okay? And this is the conclusion of the exam review for BI 336. Thank you very much, and may God bless you.